Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday night Parsha Shiur. This year we're studying the Sefer Yesodei HaTorah from Rav Aaron Lopiansky. Parshas Bereishis, we get to start all over again. There are a number, Parshas Bereishis, when we talk about fundamentals of Yadus, that's what the whole Sefer is about, the fundamentals of Judaism. So Parshas Bereishis is replete with fundamentals. Good evening, Gavi. Good to see you. We're going to begin with a famous medrash, and actually a very similar type of troubling medrash comes up actually twice in the parasha. Very similar troubling medrash, where it sounds like God changes his mind. We've spoken about this many times in the past. Two times in the parasha, it sounds like God changes his mind. And I think we're going to give very, very beautiful explanations to explain how not only is he not changing his mind, it's not shaykh that God changes his mind, he's not a human being, but the two stages that the Chumash talks about speak about very, very beautiful and important yesodos. Let's begin with the fact that if you look in the first parak of Bereishis, the only name of God that appears is the name of Elohim. Only the name of Elohim appears in Parak Aleph. Parak Beis, we get introduced to the name of Hashem. So, right, Bereishis Bara Elohim, that's the Shemayim Arts. So everybody asks the Kasha, what's with the Elohim and Hashem? And Rashi famously quotes, Allah b'machshava levrosa b'midas adin, u'bara b'midas harachman. This is page... Actually, this is the one thing I searched. I spent a lot of time looking. And by the way, the star of the show this week is by far the Abarbanel. With a little help from the Sefer Ikrim, we never studied Abarbanel. When it comes to fundamentals of Emunah and Judaism, the Abarbanel is, apparently, again, I never really studied the Abarbanel so much here and there, but Abarbanel is going to be the hero of this week's shiur. And we're going to begin, I couldn't find where this was inside of the Abarbanel. He doesn't quote the exact chapter and verse, but it could either be somewhere, I looked on the first pasuk. I looked later on in the second parak Beis Pasuk Dalid, where it says, Ela toldos Hashemayim ba'aretz bihi baram biyom asos Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. That's already in Parak Beis. At any rate, so the famous Gemara, Allah b'machshava, God originally thought to create the world midas adin Elokim, and then when he actually built it, he built it with rachm. What does that mean? God had an original thought, then a second thought. So I'll read you, this is the only piece that you don't have in front of you. I apologize, we're starting off with one. I want to read it to you. He says very beautifully, Aval inyan devreim etzli, who? Elokim is midas adin. Hashem wanted to create the world midas adin, and he did create the world midas. Not that he wanted and changed his mind. Midas adin means there's a natural order of things, right? You take a hammer and smash this thing, it's going to break. What are you going to say? Midas harachamim? That, we're not going to make it break. No, Hashem created the laws of nature. Midas hadin. Hagozeres shekein yatamid kemo shenivra. Lo yishtanim shum tzad. Kizel yodino royalo kfi kiyim apol yisparach. And we see the word midas hadin shows up a lot. Alaminagativi amasmid kfi sudra. Midas hadin means the world has a natural order. That's the way God put the rules of nature into the world. And the world functions with the rules of nature. However, Omnam, he says, Midas Rachmim, Yomru, Al Shinoi Atvayim U'maisa Plos Bebitul HaMenegativi. Midas Rachmim means, sometime God wants to suspend nature, to protect somebody, to help somebody. Where Midas Adin, Al Pi Teva, looks like things are going to be bad for this person, but he's a tzaddik. He's the Jewish people, the creation of the state of Israel. Alpi nature, 31 Arab nations surrounding what? It's not shaykh alpi midas. It wouldn't be shaykh for it to happen. So midas harachmim sometimes gets involved and plays around with the rules of nature to create certain things. That's what it means. Allah b'machshava b'midas said, not that Allah b'machshava and the machshava wasn't done. No. Allah b'machshava and he did create the world midas adin. But there's bitul aminagativi, ashayas Hashem barachimov al amo v'al chasidov. On his nation and on those righteous people that he wants to sometimes suspend the rules of nature to reward them for their righteousness. In other words, Hashem originally made the world in a way that it's never going to change. When left to its own devices, and it's never going to change. And that's the way it is. It's always going to have nature. Because sometimes he needs to create something new to change nature, like Kriyas Yamsuf, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai in the Bria that he could still change it. Oh. Right, that's part of that. Exactly, correct. Exactly. L'kach shitif ba midas rachmim. V'hu, b'mashe histam b'mayse b'reishas l'shanosan beis hatzorech. Like it says in Bereishis Rabbah. V'sh'alv nemar b'yomas os Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim eretz v'shanayim. Hinei, b'rama amanas l'shanosan. He created the nature on the condition to change it sometimes. K'shitztarchu ilov chasidov. When Klal Yisrael or Tzadikim are going to need Hashem's munificence. So the default is Midas Adin, but Midas Harachim comes in every once in a while. Let's continue. Now, the next piece is very fundamental, but it's also very long. And there's not so much mussar to take from it, so I'm going to put it aside, and we'll come back to it at the end if there's time. Basically, he's arbiting between the Abarbanel again. Is arbiting. This actually, Rav Lopiansky has like as an addendum at the end. I don't know why he doesn't include it in the main part of it, but it's tremendous. He talks about how there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban on the one hand, and the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim on the other hand. Are all the stories in Bereishis to be taken literally or only figuratively? And the Abarbanel makes a compromise, and he says, it's both. Anything written in the Torah did happen literally. But you also can learn, as a Reshechta likes to say, an additional level of interpretation, that they also happen figuratively. You're not married. That Barbara says, no, I'm not married to either one to say it's only all literal or it's only all figurative. It's both. Anyway, but we're not doing that piece. So we'll come back to it. It's long. You could do it for homework. Ah. Ah, beautiful. Piece number three. This comes from a sefer called Sefer HaIkrim. It's not a very well-known sefer. Sefer HaIkrim is, but it should be well known, it's a very fundamental text of Judaism written by Rav Yosef Albo. It's all about the philosophy, the hashkafos of Judaism, Sefer HaIkrim, Rav Yosef Albo. And he talks about the fact that everything that God created in the first 6 days, it says, Vayara Elokim Kitov. Vayara Elokim Kitov. Vayara Elokim Kitov. Vayara Elokim Kitov. He saw it was good. This was good. That was good. It's all good. You know where it doesn't say Vayara Elokim Kitov? When God created man. Unbelievable. Man, which is the most elevated of all the creations. And it doesn't say Vayara Elokim Kitov. Huh? So look at the beautiful pshat of the Sefer Ikrim that he quotes to explain why this is so. And you could find this in the Sefer on page bottom of page Chav Zayin. Says Rav Yosef Albo in the Sefer Ikrim, V'zehu ki ashlemius shnei minim. He says there are two types of completion. There are two types of perfection, two types of completion. Shlemus Rishon v'Shlemus Achro. Shlemus Rishon, who has Shlemus Amegia L'davar, imayoso nimtza before miyad kishe yimtza. His example, this is going to be a chair. V'yikra Shlemus HaMetzius. Some things When you create them, they are already complete. When I finish creating it, it's complete. It's done. That's what he calls Shleimus Harishon. Shleimus HaMetzius. Once it comes into existence, it's done. Like the Maharal writes, that's the way animals are. And by animals, it says, Vayara Lakim Kitabu, by animals. Why? A behema, right? The Maharal says, behema is the letters of ba ma. In it is what it is. Ma, you want to know what it is? Ba, it's right there. A behema doesn't get better as time goes on. It doesn't grow. It grows physically, but it doesn't develop. It doesn't become, it doesn't improve, exactly. Bama, that's what the Maharal says. Bama, what you see when it's born is what it is when it's done. They say that's why Esav was born fully developed, because there was no growth. Life wasn't about growth for him. He was already fully hair. He was fully hairy when he was born. He was fully developed. Esav is Milashin Asui. He was already made. He was already done. Says the Sefer Ikrim. There's another type of shleimus that's not complete when it is created right away. But when it's created, it has the potential for being more completed. When you could take the potential that you created with and bring it out into the world, that's when you'll get to what he calls Shleimus HaAchron. V'ikr Shleimus HaTachlis. In other words, this Shleimus HaMetzius, that's the completion of the reality of its creation. And then there's Shleimus HaTachlis, which he calls the completion of what your goal is in life, of what your drive is, your purpose in life. V'zeh HaMin min HaShleimus Hu HaMechuvin Ba'adah. That's the type of Shleimus that exists in man. Ki hakise, derech mashal. Let's take, for example, a chair, he says. Shleimus harishon yagiya metziusim miyad, kshi nishlam asiyasa. As soon as the carpenter finishes making the chair, it's done. It's a chair. It's never going to become a better chair. It's just a chair. Ushleimus ha'achron, ushleimus ha'tachlis, lo yagiya rak im ha'yeshiva alav. So, right, it has to be somebody who will sit on it, that then it'll come to its full expression of usage. Ulevish im bali chayim, Shleimus Acher Mikavimem El Shleimus Amitzius Bovad Nemar Bitzrius Amalchim Kitov. When it comes to animals, there's nothing else we want from it. Shleimus Amitzius. Lirmoz Ki Im Mitzius Amiyad Yigiv Anishlam Atovius Shef Shiyabem Shu Shleimus Amitzius Lo Yikavimem Shleimus Acher Zazah Aval Bitzrius Adam Lo Nemar Kitov, says the Sefer Yaakov. Why doesn't it say Kitov? Because Adam, when he was created, it was only just the beginning. When an animal is created, that's already the end. Vayalkim Kitov, it's done. But by Adam, Adam's creation is just the beginning. Adam's creation is potential. And we spoke about that Adam has free choice to make himself complete or to not. Chas v'shalom. Alav yitzias Adam lo nemar kitov, v'zei yir adavar masmiya, v'chi lo yeroi shiyom atzias Adam kitov. What do you mean? Adam's the best of all the creations. Adam's way better than the animals. So if the animals are Kitov, wouldn't you think that the Adam should for sure be Kitov? Come on, Yitzir, Shabbat L'chaim, Ella. Shemash l'nerbo Kitov, hu lahoros, shatovius ha-mechuvan ba'adam einenu ha-tov ha-mechuvan, b'shar ba'al l'chaim, shushleimus ha-metzias bulvad. That the goodness of man is not supposed to be the goodness of animal, which is just the mere creation alone, just the mere existence. Aval yikaveh, Atikva, right? The hope is Aval Yikaveh Sheyagim Imen Atovius Acher Yoser Nichbad. A much more important good. Lo Yagim Tzimiyad Al Acher Sheyotzi Hakochanius is potential. Asher Bomin Hakoch Lapo. Come right here, come out. Cholzman Shelo Yotze Sichlo Mikoch Lapo Lo Yishnimis Mecham Boshem Shemus. I once heard a pshat, I'm sure we said it sometime in the last 18 years. Everybody talks about, by the creation of man, it says, Nase Adam. Everybody talks about Nase Adam. So Rashi says, me and the Malachim are going to Nasa Adam. Other people say different pshatim. I once heard a pshat. Nasa Adam. Hashem turns to man and says, me and you together are going to make you. Me and you together. I only made your potential. But you with your own bechira, with your own choices, with your own actions, with your own growth, with your own development, you are going to complete yourself. So it's Nasa. By all the other things in the world, Hashem created them and they're done. They're finished. He created them. By man, it's Nasa. It's me and you together. Hashem says to Adam, and me and you together. I forgot who says
this. This context makes perfect sense, but if you really want to think about it, anything that God did is tovod, and anything that we're going to do, even if we're growing,
is not tovod.
It's no one to criticize.
There's always room for growth. Very good. Exactly. That's related. It's related. Same idea.
Mask. Doesn't the pasuk say Ad Yom Shishi Tovod?
But it says it before man. Hold on. Okay. Jay's asking, the whole part is gone. No. Let's see. No. At the end of Yom Shishi, it says, Vayal Kemes Kol Asher Asav in Tovod. That's going on all 6 days. Not specifically what was created there. I think that's the answer. Let's see. See? Taninim, right? Yishutor Asher Zemesh Chaya, Vayal Kem Kito, Pru Revu. Toseros nefesh chaya, vayalkim chazazno, vayalkim kito. Meaning, in the middle of the day, it says after the animals, right? Chayasos minovas abeyim lovas kol ramas adam nev vayalkim kito. Nasa adam vayivarkim es adam betzalmo vayivarchos amolim. Hineos adis kol eses there is areya. Chayas lor. Then it says vayivarkim es kol asher asa vinei tovin. It wasn't not specifically about that. That's the way you learn it.
Like, future tense?
What's that?
Isn't Nasa, can you
use
future tense?
Yeah. They were about to do it right then. Now, Rabbeisai. Let's go on to the next time. I mentioned before you came, Jay, I mentioned before that there's two times in this parsha where the Midrashim say that Hashem changed his mind. One was Allah b'machshava to create the world of Mitzadin, he ended up creating Mitzrachim. So we talked about that already once. But now we're going to learn the second one. The Gemara says about the creation of man and woman. Very, very important. Very, very beautiful. That God originally intended to create man and woman separate. Allah b'machshava levros and shnayin. And he ended up creating them as one. And then he pulled a limb from one of them and created Chav. So it was almost like a double switch. He thought originally creating them two. Then he created them one, but then he separated from the one, the second one. So what's going on with that? So interestingly, this comes from a Tshuva Sarashpa, of all places. So you need Rav Lopiansky Zacchaeus. Now you know what it's interesting, like I keep saying, the Sefer has no Chidushim in it. He doesn't say anything. But his choice of what to write in the Sefer, that's the biggest Chidush ever. He knew what to put in the Sefer, which it's very, very little. I haven't seen anything so far original. He doesn't write anything original. But his choice of what to include, he finds this Tshuva Sarashpa. Listen to this. Now, it's interesting. The whole first three quarters of this Tshuva Sarashpa, which I did not quote for you, is all, let's say it like this. If there were women listening to this year, they would not be happy with the first three quarters of the Tshuva Sarashpa. At least women who live in Woodmere in the year 2022. Maybe women in Bnei Brak would be happy with it, but women in Woodmere would not be happy with the first three quarters of it. So I'm sitting there, I'm learning, I'm preparing, and the first three quarters, I'm saying, this is not going. And then I found the last paragraph. That's the way it always goes. You got to put in the Amelus and then the last paragraph. So let's read the last paragraph together. That's the one I quote for you. Let's read the last paragraph. You could. I see also right there, like in Yeshiva. Now everyone's going to go back and look to read the first three quarters. Yeah. Okay. Odiyesh Lafarsh. He talks about there why she's called the tail. Whatever. We don't want to get into that. Let's go. Odiyesh Lafarsh. What does it mean? Betchila Olav Machshav Libarot Shnayim. Originally, God thought to create man and woman as two different people. Like all animals, you had how'd they create the lions? There was the male and the female. The pigs, there was the male and the female. Every animal was male and female. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought man also, male and female. But he ended up only creating man and woman as one. Loimar, shetehe yaisha lekucha migufo umitzalosa. Because he wanted the woman to be taken like an arm, a leg, a rib, a piece of your body. Liyosa kech mevarv. Ulihishtokek b'to eles bala v'abal mishtokek b'to alta. Even time. If he created woman as a piece of man's body, so we all care about our own body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man and woman differently than animals. He's going to say in a second that the Zachar and the Nekeh of animals was strictly for procreating and continuing the min. But by man, it's not just for continuing the min. It's that the husband and wife are supposed to be a union. You're a piece of me. You're a piece of me. You're a piece of me, and I'm a piece of you. Because look how he says so beautifully. One of your limbs always wants what's best for you, and you always want what's best for one of your limbs. V'husha kosev omer etzem me'atzomai u'basar mi'bsari. And then it says, listen, this is unbelievable. Al kein yazov ish lav zimo. Rotzebo. Al kein nivreis etzem atzamov. Lios advekus behem emes. V'chazak yoser medvekus habein la'avu le'em shumikufam. Wow. Now this is something that if we all think about it, we'd know it to be true. But there's a certain sense it doesn't really make sense on its face, right? How could you be closer with your wife than you are with your parents?
The fact is it's true.
And the fact is it's true. Again, I don't want to say that. But I think the fact is, I think the fact is it's true. But how in the world could that happen? Hang on a second. Let me just finish the thought. I'll take you, John, in a second. How in the world could that be true? Hello, you came from the womb of your mother. You were grown, but you weren't a part of her. You weren't a part of her. But the woman was a part of the man. So it's like, how much more so? And that's what the pasuk means, what it says. Zetzem me'atzamai, ubasim mi'psari. Al kein yazov ishus ovis imo rotzebo. Al kein nivas etzem me'atzam of liyos advekus bem emes. It had to be that way because he wanted the dvekus between the two of them to be like an organic, natural connection. V'chazak yosim dvekus habein la'av aleim shu mikufam. Kizei yosef davar shenilka chelek mamish me'yavarev. The connection is even more than a parent with a child. Wow. Now a lot of parents have trouble letting go of their kids when they get married. They have trouble letting go. Especially when they move across the country. Ukvar kodam lepirish zeh. Haravid is a famous ravid b'sefer Balei HaNefesh v'hu nachon. U'mikomakom lo yinachshav adam v'chabe v'briya rak echad. Oh, so Gabi's bothered. So how does this answer the question that he originally thought to create them? So what does it mean? So again, Jay, we say the same thing. It doesn't mean, Dr. Joe, I got a good seat for you. We got good seats. We got good seats here. Dr. Joe, you got a good seat. The one right here. Here, right here. Right here. Right here. Right here.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah, you're not. I know you're not afraid. Dr. Joe. So what is it? Again, it's the same thing. What do you mean? He originally thought, and then he, no, slip shots like this. No. All along he wanted it to be two. What does it mean originally? Meaning, there's an aspect of the creation of man and woman, which is just like the male tiger and the female tiger. That aspect is the same in the sense that they are two bodies. But he didn't just want to create them two bodies the same way as the other animals. He wanted that the way they would get to the two bodies was originally by one and then two. So that's what it means. Allah b'mach shava, he wanted them, meaning not that Allah b'mach shava, he wanted them to end up being two. But the way he did it was he created them one and then made them two because he wanted them to be that type of two that they were mamish like one. That's the pshat. Such a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Okay. The next, and again, this is a lesson to us in terms of how we're supposed to view our spouses. Mamish, like a piece of us. Like a piece of us. Like we're supposed to worry about the spouse before everything else. More important than anything else. More important than your parent. More important than your parent. Your wife is more important than your parent. Now, the next piece is also major, and it's very long, and it's from a Tshuvas HaRavaz, and basically the Ravaz is coming to answer the question, how could Adam HaRishon have done such a stupid thing to take from the one tree that God told him simply not to take? And basically his word is, that Adam's intentions were really good. They were noble intentions. He wanted to live forever. So he wanted to have understanding like Hashem and then live forever. But just because a person has good intentions doesn't mean that what he actually always does is correct. But again, it's a long piece. And again, I think the lesson is that a person has to know where he's holding in life. You have to know where you are. You have to know where you're holding. Don't try to be somebody who you're not. You're not supposed to. He thought, "Oh, I know better than God. I'm going to die, and I'd rather not die. I'd rather be around long, so I could serve Hashem better and longer." So he wanted to eat from the eight. Again, who are we quoting from here? Is it Dabar Vanel again? Who is this? No, the Ravaz. So the Ravaz says that he didn't know where the Eitz HaChaim was, so he needed to eat from the Eitz HaDas to find out where the Eitz HaChaim was, so that he could live forever and he'd be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. Okay, let's continue. Next pshat is very beautiful, and it's very obvious. But I think it's one of the obvious parts of the story that we don't really focus on so much. So this comes from, again, the Sefer HaIkrim. Sefer HaIkrim. Again, Sefer HaIkrim means the book of fundamentals. Sefer HaIkrim. The book of fundamentals. In the yeshiva, they call it the Ikrim, whatever. It's really Sefer HaIkrim. Anyway, so he says, so Adam messes up. So what does he do? He doesn't take ownership. So this is a very important lesson, says the Sefer HaIkrim. And it's such a natural human instinct that we all have, that when you mess up, you start thinking, well, I messed up because of this and because of that, and this is the reason I have this excuse and that excuse. So the Sefer HaIkrim says the very, very first sin that happened in the world has to be a lesson to us. We're human beings. We're going to sin. But if you sin, you got to take ownership. You got to own it. Let's see the way he says. V'ahis natzlus. Animit natzel. Right? In Hebrew, animit natzel. Hit natzlus means making excuses. V'ahis natzlus. Gamkin mavur minashu monea tshuva. He says that a person is going to make excuses for the bad things he does, it's going to prevent you from really growing and really growing from the bad and really doing tshuva. Shim yachshov hachote sheyoel hahisnatzlos b'mashachata. If a person really thinks that he has a legit excuse for what he did, la'olam lo yischaret v'lo yisvade alav, you'll never regret it, and you'll never really admit it, and you'll never be able to change. V'zenikra mechase pshav, a guy who covers over his sins. You hang your sin, you blame your sin on somebody else. The woman that you gave me, she's the one who made me eat. Amar Iov, im kisisi ka'adam pishi v'gomer. V'zeh, l'fi sha'adam arishon hisnatze al'chetov amar isha shenasati imadi v'gomer. V'lo ha'ol lo hisnatzlis klal. Now, he's saying like this, the Ikrim. It was true that Chava was the reason that, if Chava wasn't in the picture, chances are he wouldn't have done it. So it's not like it wasn't true. But at the end of the day, you did it. So the point is, even if you have an excuse for why you did what you did, you can't use the excuse. Even when you have a legit excuse. But
responsible for his actions.
Exactly. It didn't work for him. Fisha Seichel. Lefish, why not? Why not? Lefish haseichel nosem b'adam liyos tamid einov al derachav shelo yechta. Man has a seichel, and we believe every person has total free choice to not sin. No matter what pressure he's under, certain people might have it more difficult, but you're under pressure, your chaverim, your wife, somebody in your life is trying to get you to sin, you're under pressure. It's not like pressure doesn't exist, but you have the ability to withstand it. It's hard, might be very hard, but you have the ability to withstand it. That's the lesson, he says, that's the lesson of the punishment of Adam. He had a legit taina. Chava made me do it. I got to listen to my wife. Wow. Even when you sin b'shogeg, that's still called a sin. It was an accident, but you still did it. You have to bring carbon. Why do I have to bring carbon? I didn't mean to sin, it was an accident. She convinced me. I didn't mean to. Just like you have to be careful not to sin by accident, you have to be careful not to be swayed by the wrong people. Right. Why was that an Avera? Since you listened to your wife. No, it shouldn't have said, since you listened to your wife. It should have said, since you ate from the Eitz Hadas, I'm punishing you. It doesn't say that. It says, Nikum. It says, since you listened to your wife, you're going to get punished. Why? He says, what do you mean? That wasn't part of it. He was never not commanded not to listen to my wife. That's not the violation. Vizep, Mimasha Yora, the Torah is trying to teach us. Shelo Yoel Adam Misnatzit Loma Ploni Garbli Lachto. That's saying, oh, I sinned because all my friends were doing it. Or I sin because that's the minhag in my community. Or I sin because my wife told me to do it, my friend told me to do it, my boss told me to do it. Or whatever it is, it might be true, but it's not an excuse. Right? There is sometimes where a guy puts a gun to your head and says, eat treif. So that's okay, then you're allowed to eat the tree. That's what he says. If there's an onus gomor, I mean, that's a different story. I mean, whatever, you know, you had a hurricane and you couldn't get to shul, you couldn't dive. So he understands the hurricane, you couldn't go. But short of that, someone told me, or someone pressured me, someone, that's not good enough. All of Amr Sinai is out. Onus Rahman Apache. Okay. Anyway, you have to own up to it. Things that we do wrong, you have to own up to it. You know, again, there's a lot of breaches about sin, right? Sin plays a very prominent role in the creation of the world. So, on Yom Kippur, I gave a drush here on Yom Kippur. Actually, these words are right. For some reason, my drush is still up there on the beam. But I gave a drush here on Yom Kippur. I quoted from Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. The last line of my drush. It came from a... I don't want to do that. Ruin. Anyway. Oh, maybe I have it over here. On my WhatsApp, I have it over here. One second. The last line of my drasha. I belong to... Here it is. On my WhatsApp. I belong to this WhatsApp from my high school. Whatever. It's a whole long story. Anyway, I don't want to tell you the whole story. But here it is. There was a quote. Somebody had a quote from Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. And I used it. Here it is. I use it as the last line of my drasha. Here it is. The bottom, here it is. One more second. Here's the quote. The single most important lesson of Yom Kippur is that it's never too late to change, start again, and live differently from the way you've done in the past. Hashem forgives every mistake we've made so long as we're honest in regretting it and doing our best to put it right. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. It's never too late to change, to start again, live differently. Hashem forgives every mistake as long as we're honest in regretting it. That's what we're talking about over here. To be honest and owning it. Owning it and regretting it and doing our best to put it right. Let's continue. Getting near the end. Oh, okay. So here I'm going to, this is a little bit of a plug. Every once in a while I plug this issue. Some of you are not going to be happy with me for plugging this issue. I'll plug it anyway. Okay, let's skip a little bit. We'll come back to the plug at the end. Let's skip a little bit.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, John. You don't know me well enough. If you think I'm afraid, you don't know me well enough. I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid.
Everybody loved him. He became a judge.
Everybody hated him. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Besides.
Oh. Now, at the very end of the parasha, let's just talk about this for a second. Again.
Okay.
None of us are really, I don't think any of us are in the parasha of looking for a wife, but he talks about at the very end of the parasha, he had these psukim of Vayiru b'nei Elokim, but it's important for us to know, for our kids, very important for us to teach our kids about this. There's a pasuk, there's a very powerful pasuk, again, it gets mixed over because Bereishis, there's so much going on. Vayar Hashem.
Tell about healthy eating?
Oh, we're going to get that. We're going to get to the healthy eating, John. We're going to get to the healthy eating. That's the other piece. We're gonna get that. We're gonna get about the vegan. Now we should all be vegan. Okay. Vayikechel Adam la Rabba Pnei Adam Abbas. Vayiru, this is such a powerful pasuk.
What are you learning?
It means like, here we go.
Oh, the
pasuk. No, hang on 1 second. Vayiru Bnei Elohim Espinosa Adam Kitovos Heina. And the Bnei Elohim, whoever that is, saw the Benosa Adam Kitovos Heina, that they were beautiful. Vayikolem Nashim Mikol Asher Bachar. So that Barbanel, who's the hero of this parasha, at least in Rabbi Lopiansky's world, the Sipur HaKosev, I'm now on the second to the last page, page 11. The Sipur HaKosev, Eich Nimshach Pritzusa, Vusharo Bnei Elohim Espinosa Adam Razum Zera Kayin Meiz Zera Shia, Lo Chashu Bas Mihena. They didn't care about the yichus of the girls. They didn't care about the midos of the girls. They saw they were beautiful. What kind of family did they come from? What were their midos? Just looked at the beauty. They didn't care whether she was already married to somebody or she was not married. Whoever was the most beautiful, that's who they chose. Because of Lashon Tovos al Yafos, Sheva Paros Tovos, Ulamalkar and Yafos Mare, Vachinem Rabba Adoniyah. Skip a little bit. Well, is that two lines skip? Sorry. Well, is that Roy Shishtad al Adam Tachlis Mash Efsha? The message says that Barbanel to us is that when a person marries or when he is advising his children on who to marry. Not that we have all that much say in that, by the way. Lazeroy Shadalim Tachlis, Mash Evsher. Kishyibchar Bezug Ha Isha. Sheivakish La'atzmo. Isha Haguna. Bas Tovim. Kadeshatolid Banim Muchanim Lishlemos. Lafisha Teva Hamolidim Nimtsa Benoladim Mehem. It's interesting. I remember. The nature of those who give birth can be found in those who come from them. People, generally parents and kids, generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, parents and kids have the same kind of DNA and the similar kinds of natures. Umidos hatovos, yavrum in avos vaymos labanim. And usually, good midos go from parents to kids. I've seen a lot of parents and kids in my time. A lot. And I can testify to this, that I'm going to say 90% of the time, you could tell a child who's been reared. You can tell that there's a child who's been reared in a certain home. You could tell that there's certain expectations of propriety, of midos tovos. Again, there's always exceptions. I don't want to say, but the midos. You're not talking about here about actions. You're talking about midos. You're talking about This is the Drash Saran. Many say like this, that you find this. Im mitzad ha-mezegat tivi. Sometimes it's DNA. Shu ha-chana l'midos. because sometimes your nature like it helps you with your midos. V'hu kani mishas ha'hei rayon, from pregnancy. Or v'mederech halimud, right? Nature and nurture. Either one. She'yilmadu ha'ava em l'bneim v'yichanchu mikatnusam. V'ezir chazal. Shlo yizdaveg adam im isha bilti agunalom. Chazal talk about the Nesaves Kiddushin. A person should not marry a girl who's not appropriate for him. If Fliga was that, Yimkar adam kol ma'ashish of yisa bas tamun chacham. Lo yimatza bas tamun chacham bas gedolei ador. Lo yisa adam bas ama aretz. Sheim sheketz uvneseim sheretz. V'aleim nemar oru shochiv im behema. V'amnam misha tachliso atayinug b'mishkal. However, someone who just wants pleasure, yivaki shisha yafa alf mishatiya saras tam. Tia bas mishi yeya tzadik or rasha or amaretz. V'anashem osim kein. People do this because they're only interested in pleasure. They wouldn't check out her brothers, right? Yivdok ba'achea. Nachshon is Eshesap, right? Elisheva, Achos Nachshon. Torah says about Elisheva. Check her brother, Achos Nachshon. We learn from there that you're marrying a girl. Aaron was marrying Elisheva. She checked out the brother, Nachshon. The Ein Suffolk. She's a Hoyalam Pnei. She's Sichlam, both. She's Sichlam Nasa Chamri. Could be only ever called Gomer Vinishlam Machushas after she's Pata Chareim. She lo yuchal is Gabriel Achomer who is coming in Egdov. Al Zenemar. Lo Yodan Rochi Bodlam Shagamu Basar, etc. Anyway. Person has to be careful when selecting a partner that it be a person who has midos tovos, who is going to raise the child to wanna do the right thing and go in the right way. We have to encourage our children and model that kind of behavior, that what we respect in our spouses. Of course, we're supposed to tell the spouse that she's beautiful, and then you're supposed to do that also. That's a part of it. You have to do that also, obviously, but that's not what lasting relationships are built upon. Lasting relationships are built upon the midos, on values, and the Barbanel writes over here that the values are transferred. So just in honor of John, we're going to go back to the one thing about where, and this is not just Abarbanel, by the way. So the Abarbanel here, and the Ramban, and the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, they're all discussing why did they used to live till 800, 900, and 1,000, and afterwards, they only lived to 100. So the Rambam Mor Nevuchim says, it was only Yechidim who lived to 1,000, only the people who the Chumash talks about. Everybody else only lived to 100, even back in the day. That's the Rambam says Mor Nevuchim. The Ramban thinks that's ridiculous, absurd. He calls
only
these...
the people that are discussed, like that are named in the
exactly,
Chumash,
exactly.
The average person.
Exactly. The Ramban says about the Rambam's Pshat, Harei Elu Divrei Ruach. That's what the Ramban says. As Ramban says, Hare Elu Divrei Ruach. He didn't like the Pshat. He didn't like the Pshat so much. Now, says that Barbanel, hold on. Says that Barbanel, you know why they lived longer? Because they were all vegan.
Where does he write that?
He doesn't believe me. Here we go. That's why I quoted you, because I knew you wouldn't believe me. Look on page 12, 11, 10, 9. Look on page 9. I know you don't pay them. Abarbanel 5-4. You see what it says Abarbanel?
Here we go.
Yeah.
So now look at the next page where it's bolded. I bolded it for you because I knew you wouldn't believe me, Alan. Vativis. You see on the next page? Vativis. Why did the Rambam say that some people lived longer? Because of nature. He had a gosama tova b'machal v'mishta. Because they had the proper way of eating. That's why they lived so long. Kefi hasipuk mibilti mosaros. Because they got along without extra food, without mosaros, without doing too much. Kihine, heim bedorim, lo hayu ochlim basar. They didn't eat any meat. V'lo hayu shosin yayin. They didn't drink wine. Ki kol zay hayas chalas b'mei Noach. The eating of meat and wine only started when Noach came onto the world. Avol hayu mistapkin b'machal hatzmachim. They ate vegetation, v'ha'asavim, and plants. Ushtiyas hamayim. V'yadua b'sifrei harafua, ki hamazoynis, kol asher yi yoser pshutim, the more simple and plain and basic are the foods. Ya'arichu yosa yamim. V'chol ha'shayumu yosem rekavim. More processed stuff. Yosifu sara. That's just one little piece of it. You could read the rest for homework. But anyway, the Avarbanel says, you know why they lived so long? Because they ate healthy. And that's why they lived a long time. So Kamenetsky's going to give a little bit of a push, a little bit of a push here, that people should eat healthy. Kamenetsky is a big chassid of people eating healthy. I've been now doing this. I'm such a big shot. I've been now doing this for close to 3 years. Coming up on 2 years. During the week, I don't eat any. During the week, I don't eat any meat, fish, chicken. No chicken, no meat, no fish, no eggs, no milk, no oil. Plant-based nutrition during the week. Shabbos, I eat like everybody else eats, pretty much. Not quite, but Shabbos, I have normal food.
Your system can't take it. If you do it 6 days a week,
You're right. That's why I only have a little bit. Yontif had a little more than a little bit, but okay. Anyway. The Abarbanel here, and the Ramban, by the way, it's not just Abarbanel. Ramban says the same thing. He says also that Ramban says the same thing. Ramban says by the Mabul, so everything changed. The whole nature changed by the Mabul, so people started living because the Mabul destroyed, like, the air. So the Abarbanel goes crazy. The Ramban says, what do you mean? The Mabul, water in the air is more healthy for the air. Why are we telling me that it made it worse? Anyway, a lot more to talk about here. But the bottom line is that we learned a whole bunch of very important ideas about sin and about man's potential, following of what Rav Lopiansky stresses about free choice. And one of the things that we try to stress all the time over here is that we're all works in progress, but we all have the free choice to continue to grow and to be better. That's why Nase Adam Etzem doesn't say Ki Tov. We're never done. We're never finished. A little bit more. It's a brand new year, brand new Kabbalahs, brand new opportunities for growth, brand new. And it's never too late, like Rabbi Sachs taught us, never too late to continue to improve and to grow. I want to wish everybody a great Shabbos and hope to see you all next week, Bez Hashem.
Thank you very much.
All
too.
Good Shabbos.
So are you riding faster now that you're...
I definitely am riding for you. You know better than anybody here that I'm riding faster.
I'm taking the now.
Yeah, I haven't ridden in so long because of Yontif and the weather and whatever. Yeah. I haven't ridden, so I feel terrible. Maybe tomorrow. You want to go tomorrow? We'll go
tomorrow. Tomorrow? I'll go in the afternoon.
Yeah, I would go in the afternoon tomorrow. Maybe.
Bath Lawrence, Hewlett Harbor?
That's what I usually do.
Okay.
We'll talk. We'll see if it works out. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming. Shabbos.
I think there are like five of us or six of us that are taking
it. Should,
there's something called guest, but even that was.
Doesn't go?
No, it wants a password.
Oh, I could. If during the week, I'll get it. I certainly get it.
I'll try to bother you.
Is there open DRS student open?
Let me see.
Jay, thanks for coming.